Welcome into this community update, everyone. I'm Isaiah Buchanan, and it's Friday, so we're talking with none other than the coolest chick in freight, Mary O'Connell. Mary, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. You guys know that there's no place I'd rather be on Friday than hanging out with you guys and all of the other really cool people who watch our segment on Friday.
I mean, we are some pretty cool people, if I do say so myself. But you also had on some pretty cool people on Running on Ice this week. Can you kind of give us a little bit about who you talked to and what you got into this episode?
Yeah, so we talked to, the OG guys of Cool, Polar Leasing. So it's kind of a division within Polar King, or it's a company within Polar King, who, as everyone knows, is the OG Polar refrigerated people. But we talked to Bart Tipman and Joe O'Keefe, and it was a lot of fun kind of breaking down exactly what Polar Leasing does and how it's different than Polar King, and really just kind of had some fun getting into the leasing aspect of, you know, using refrigerated in freezers just kind of as a temporary solution.
So Mary, what would you say is one of the things that maybe you took away from this episode that maybe you didn't know before going into it?
I did not know how many things need to be kept cold, and I did not think that, like, when you go to, for example, like if you go to rehab your kitchen, you just maybe plug your fridge in the garage or outside or whatever. But when hospitals or food storage facilities or other things go under construction, you know, all of those sub-zero, all of those sub-zero things that are kept in a freezer, well, they have to go somewhere. And you can't just take the freezer that's inside the hospital and wheel it outside and stick it on your back porch. So they have, that's one of the great things about leasing. It just kind of pops up. You'll use it until your project's over, and then you can return it back or keep it if you find that you have a need for it. But that was one of the things I thought was really cool, was I didn't even think about what do you do with all of your cold storage and your temperature controlled stuff when you're under construction or when you need to do a project or you just need a little bit of extra space. And so that, I think, was by far the coolest thing, was that, there's a solution for everything, even if you haven't even thought of it as a problem yet.
There's always a solution to something. Like you said, even if you haven't thought of it as a problem, you will eventually come across something that you haven't before, and how you come up with a solution is important, right?
Exactly. And if logistics has taught us anything, it's a matter of when it'll happen, not if it'll happen.
Right. It's always if, or when, not if. Mary, getting into the next thing, what are some of the biggest or general differences between business buying and leasing cold storage solutions?
So the biggest thing is, more often than not, when it comes to kind of needing a lease situation, is that you only need it for a short period of time. So whether it's a construction project or maybe it's your peak season and you just need a little bit of extra space, or, it's insert a whole bunch of host of reasons here. The biggest reason that you would lease is because of that temporary solution, is that you don't need the structure to be around permanently for a significant period of time, maybe a month, 2 months, or just a year. That's where that leasing solution is incredibly crucial, because if I only need something for a couple months, I'm not going to go out and buy a whole expensive unit if I can just rent one for a short period of time. And the best part about the leasing program is that, if your project runs long or you need it for longer, you just keep leasing it. You don't have to, it's not like, I'm going to lease it for 6 months. And then at month seven, they're like, okay, we take it back now if you still need it. Like, you can obviously continue to lease it. And then if you end up needing that temporary solution to be permanent, as we all have had some of those problems, there is that option, obviously, to buy it outright. But sometimes it doesn't necessarily start that way, where, you know, a project that was just supposed to take 6 months now has morphed into something completely different. And now we need a freezer to stay on site, an extra freezer to stay on site at all times. So I think that part is kind of the main difference between, or why you would go for leasing over buying in like traditional methods.
So you already kind of talked about leasing a little bit. Beyond the time a walk-in would need, is there a difference or an advantage to leasing versus purchasing a walk-in?
Yeah, it's really that that temporary solution kind of thing. It's also the mobile part of it. So, you know, when you buy it, you have to really know where it's going to go. It's brought on site. It's built there. It goes into a specific spot. Well, the good part about leasing is that they can have it delivered and set up within like 15 or 20 minutes. And the thing comes completely clean. You don't have to worry about cleaning it. And you just basically, for lack of a better comparison, you just plug it in and it's ready to go after it gets to temperature that you set it at. But the really cool thing, so a lot of times when you lease, sometimes you think that, oh, you're not going to get the same product that you would if you bought it, but it is the exact same product. It's just you're only using it for a temporary or a shorter period of time. But that being said, a lot of the Polar King units that everybody is very familiar with and has gotten accustomed to it, those are the same that you're leasing. And the really cool part about it is that you can set it to any temperature. So it's not necessarily like I'm leasing this unit and I'm going to keep it at 32 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit forever. Like that's what I'm leasing it at. No, if I have maybe seeds or different samples that I run a production of and I just need to hold them there before they go on a truck, I can put them in. I can put one batch in at 32 degrees. And then after it goes out, the next batch might be minus 10 Celsius. So then I can adjust the temperature down. And then once it hits that temperature, I can put that in there. That is one of the really cool things that they have about these leasing freezers is that, you know, you have complete control over the temperature. So it's not like you're locked in to, oh, I'm going to lease this unit for X amount of months at this temperature. It's completely customizable to whatever your business needs.
The ability to adjust for any situation is pretty important for a customer, I would assume. Mary, are there, in terms of walk-in coolers and freezers, are there any trends that you've seen develop or are developing right now?
So actually, we talked about this on the show, and Bart and Joe answer it much more eloquently than I will. But the one thing that impressed me that they had said is that the biggest demand, because I would think that a lot of the demand for this is going to come from the food sector or things like that. But it's actually been very helpful in the pharmaceutical world. And so that's where they've seen a kind of a higher demand, which makes sense because there's all these different medical trials coming out and drug trials coming out that have more specialized and personalized to a patient's specific illness that require these sub-zero temperatures and all these very specific temperature controlled shipping and logistics components. So I'm not surprised, but I am surprised that that's kind of one of the growing sectors just because I didn't expect it. But then once you kind of stop and think about it, you're like, actually, that does make a little bit of sense.
Mary, it's always a pleasure to have you on for Running on Ice. For people who want to check out the episode or maybe even get a little bit more Running on Ice content with the newsletter, how can they do that?
Well, you can subscribe to the newsletter on freightwaves.com/runningonice, and that will be coming into your inbox at 2:00 today. And then if you want to just, you know, binge your way, start your weekend off right, binge all the episodes of Running on Ice, you can do that on YouTube or anywhere else you get your podcasts like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And the new episode will drop today at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend.